We always want to make sure we offer something for, you know, if you're stuck or if there's an addiction that you're dealing with or whatever. And so I just asked Paul, just how about a couple minutes, a couple tips on dealing with, say, an alcohol addiction or a substance abuse addiction and the holidays? Because often that's when somebody will go back. And so how about Paul just pop up and just share with them just a couple quick things?
If I don't take a drink between now and January 22nd, I will have completed 32 years one day at a time not taking a drink. And I tell you, that's 100% through the grace of God working through Alcoholics Anonymous. Believe me, if you don't know this, God is in AA. AA doesn't exist without God. And I found the love of Jesus Christ in there, but I didn't see it until I got a ways into it and began to see that was written about that. So let me give you a few tips that I was given, and I wish I had been able to find the little booklet that I had that just had just tons of it. If you're early in sobriety, this is a season where there's a lot of sadness oftentimes in people that are addicted. So we tend to get down this time of year. And when we get down, we tend to start feeling that emotional pain that we had. And as a result of that, we start looking for what we know works, and that's back to the old habit. And so what I would suggest and was suggested to me is this. We know that our mind is a problem, really. That's what it is. Someone can give me the verse from the Bible, but it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what they talk about, and not using those words, but the same thing in these 12-step programs. If you're addicted to something and you have that to deal with, I would recommend make sure you get in touch with meetings. Go to the meetings that you should go to. Call your sponsor if you have one. Walk hand in hand. Nobody does this alone, ever. The problem is when we try to do it alone, we fail. We can't. If we could do it alone, there would be none of these support groups. We just quit when we needed to quit, and that would be the end of it. Of course, I haven't seen that happen yet, in the true depth of it. So one of the things is, if you're married, you have a spouse, and you have to go to a Christmas party. Oftentimes, people who don't have a problem might want to drink. So if you have a problem like that, you're going, here's a little setup for you. As soon as you get there, go right straight to where they're serving drinks. Get a tall glass, have them fill it full of your favorite soda pop, put a cherry in that sucker, maybe a little piece of lemon, walk around with that all night. If somebody says, hey, you need a drink? Nope, I got one. You don't have to tell them that it's alcohol-free. But if you want to quit and you need to make this social commitment, do something like that. Well, a big deal is peer pressure. Peer pressure tends to, somebody go, hey, how you doing? Let me get you. I got one right here. I'm good. Thanks. It's just an easy way to kind of walk past that stuff. There's lots of little things you can do. I'm a designated driver tonight, and be a designated driver. So you can say that and not be telling a lie. We don't want to go there. So there are a lot of little things you can do. One of the greatest things you can do is ask God to give you strength to walk through this thing, and go with somebody who understands what you're going through and is supportive of what you're going through. Don't go alone. And there's about 10,000 others, but I think my time is up. So okay. There's some things to think about.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that.